Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Can I please have your attention?
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your popcorn ready, sit back, relax, because it's about time for Chatting with George Noonan. Oh, yeah. All right, we're rocking and rolling.
Okay.
yesterday was our anniversary, and we had dinner and a movie. Well, you had dinner, I had a movie.
True, yes.
And tell us how that worked out.
I think it worked out great for both of us, don't you?
yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, tell us how it came about.
Oh, well, I was supposed to meet my... my friend a couple weeks ago for dinner, and we had to postpone. So she said, well, hey, how about we do it on the 20th? And before she could text back and say, no, I know it's your anniversary, I said, oh, it's my anniversary. Perfect. That's a perfect night to do it. And we just kept our plans because it's a Thursday night. It's a weeknight. And I know you don't like going out on a weeknight, so I didn't think it was any no harm, no foul. I'd planned on taking today, the 21st, off.
Friday.
So I was fine with going out at night and meeting her. So I was all set. I was ready for it.
Yeah, and I was thinking, man, Black Adam's coming out. Maybe I don't want to go Friday night. I don't want to go Saturday night. Maybe I'll go Sunday because the Patriots aren't playing on Sunday. And then I remembered, well, I'll know everything that happens by then.
Yeah. And thank you, social media.
And I hate that, social media, yes. So I said, wait a second. Instead of living the high life at home Thursday night, I'll go see Black Adam. So I went out and saw Black Adam. So technically, we had dinner and a movie for our anniversary.
Right. And just like I told Danielle when she said, was George okay with you going out? And I said, yeah. I go, he had
Hell yeah.
I go, he had no problem with it. I'm like, he's at the movies. I go, plus he doesn't like to go out during the week anyway, unless it's for The Rock.
Yeah.
Then he makes exceptions.
That's true. That's undeniable.
And she agreed. She's like, well, it's The Rock. So everybody makes exceptions.
And Danielle is Laurie Mayo's brother's, do we say ex?
Yes, ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Small world. That's how I met Laurie, actually.
Yeah, that's why you have a concert wife.
That's
from my friend of 30 plus years.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you both for supplying me with guests, because we're going to MSG. That's not the Chinese food thing that makes you hungry, is it? That's Madison
Monosodium
Square.
Monosodium glutamate? No, it is not.
It's Madison Square Garden to see Dave Matthews Band next month. And I'm looking forward to it. I would have gone by myself, but it's always more fun to go with Laurie. And while I'm name dropping,
yes,
I told Lynn that I would say hello to her. And Chuck Palmer is having he's a guy who, a musician. I've seen him live perform in Braintree, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Abington, my lovely little town here of Abington, where you can buy ex-wife cheap stuff on Walnut Street. And I can't do it because I'm doing a podcast. I can't bail on you.
Oh, I know. We don't want to spend our anniversary together, but God forbid the podcast
get
taped.
Podcast is scheduled. What can I do? It's going to release in 2 days. I can't knock this off.
But it was easy for both of us to not be together yesterday because we are actually we're celebrating our anniversary tomorrow on Saturday.
Yes.
I bought a kick-ass prime rib today.
Is there another kind?
I mean, there really isn't. So that's going to be a nice prime rib dinner.
Lunch.
Linner.
Listen, 10 o'clock fight start. I want prime rib by 10:30.
All right. Well, you can... It's not going to happen.
You can anyway, walk with one hand and crap in the other? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, so pretty much. I'm not getting up. It's not Thanksgiving and I'm getting up to put a turkey in.
Listen,
6 a.m. It's not happening.
All right, I'll make a deal with you. You prep it tonight and I'll put it in the oven tomorrow.
No.
This, you know, harm, no foul. You'll wake up to prime rib. You're welcome.
I don't want to wake up
that
to prime rib.
That is my gift to you. That's what we're doing.
No, thanks. We'll prime rib around 3 or 4.
We'll prime rib. We just conjugated prime rib.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? And I've not done name dropping yet.
Okay.
Because we never finished. Chuck is in Abington, and he's very good. It's Chuck Palmer in The Electric Dream, I believe it's called.
Well, what's funny is when you release this, he's already played, so nobody can go.
I'm not suggesting they go. I'm saying if they get a chance another time to ever see him. If you see a little thing on Facebook for Chuck Palmer and Electric Dream, you go, hey, you know what?
I heard good things.
I heard some things.
Where was he playing in Abington?
I didn't get that far because I had to kibosh it real quick.
Ah, gotcha.
So sorry, Lynn, but I do plan to meet up with you at some point. It's just we're 0-10. We're 0-10 since COVID.
Good Lord.
I know.
It's crazy.
And I got a side text with Tom Grady. We're talking about Black Adam.
Yes.
He wants to see that, and he's looking forward to seeing it. So I sent him I filmed the end credit scene, and I'm not going to give it away, but I was surprised to hear the crowd cheering.
Yes.
It's funny because we talk about social media. Probably everybody knows probably what happened, even without seeing the movie, but I'm still not going to ruin it for them. But I will send it to you if you'd like. Just DM me. I just sent it to Tom, so he's probably watched it by now. So thank you, Tom, for... I didn't blow him off. I was like, hey, listen, if I don't answer you, I'm doing a podcast. He's
right.
Like, oh, sorry, but no big deal. And I have a new format here. I have notes.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You were taking notes.
I have notes because my mother has new rules for me. I cannot because we're watching... Reels.
TV station.
I call it PD, but it's actually on patrol.
Live,
of course. And my mother doesn't like when we don't talk. We have to be talking at all times now. It's like we're a radio station. I know, right?
This is why TV is the best.
So I have to have, you can't hear any of the TV. It's not that it's illegal. It's that my mother can't hear it. So she doesn't want to listen to us watching TV.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's not allowed.
First up.
Rule one.
That's one rule.
Okay.
I'm drinking a peppermint mocha coffee from the BlendJet. My new favorite thing to do now is to not just pour the coffee in the cream. No. Pour it in the BlendJet, froth it up. Froth the crap out of it.
Yes, it's like a latte.
It is a latte. It's a latte latte. It's a lot of latte.
Right. And it's the peppermint mocha oat milk creamer.
Yes. I don't
dairy free people.
I don't do that.
This guy.
That's me. That's mm-hmm. me. And you have 16 blenders, and now this is the newest one, the Jet Blend. So I'm just counting the days till you get sick of that one, so then I can have it.
16 blenders. I do not. I have two.
That's a slight.
I have the BlendJet, which is a portable blender. Well, I got that for a purpose.
What's your purpose?
I can't port the Vitamix. And this thing is so, you even have to agree, because you can use the Vitamix as much as I can use it. It's so much easier to just get that little friggin' BlendJet out. That's why I bought the 32-ounce cup, so then you can even, you know, blend bigger items.
Which I do.
Yes, and it's so convenient. I love it. It's great. I highly recommend it. BlendJet, everyone. Get the BlendJet 2.
And then join the group on Facebook.
It chops up ice like crazy. It's great.
I should send it outside in the winter. Wow. Great decision on my part. Ugh. Listen, I think I can catch the next viewing of Black Adam and Randolph if I leave now.
I think you can. You know what? I'll order you the ticket.
I'll meet Tom there.
Hold on. Let me order you a ticket, sir.
I'll stop by the Electric Dream and then I'll go to the movies. So I have notes.
Okay,
my notes I have, they're kind of silly because it's something I didn't think I'd get to this quickly. But you did a quick 180 on two people. And I need to hear about how you changed your mind on Well, actually, it's three people. The Mannings.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Buck.
You know what?
And because you hold on.
Because, go on. Okay, you let me know when it's my turn.
Well, I will. It's when I stop talking. That's when it's my turn.
Okay? Oh, so never.
Gotcha. While I'm talking, you don't. And vice versa.
Hmm.
If I ever get that chance. So I digress. You hate the Mannings. You hate Joe Buck. But now you're a fan of all three of them. Mm. Discuss.
Okay. I'll start with the Mannings. This actually got brought up last night while I was dining with Danielle.
That's a podcast right there.
Dining with Danielle. Yeah. She said, can we talk about Tom Brady for a minute? And I go, yeah, about how much he turned into a jerk off. Yes. And she agrees. I'm like, I hate him now. And yeah, we were talking about it. And then I said, and yeah, I go, when did I ever think there was going to be a world where I hate Tom Brady and love Peyton and Eli? Like, well,
hold on. You realize that we live in a world where there's three Spider-Men in one scene now in movies, right?
Right. I mean, I get
that's,
it.
That's been established. That's the world we live in, where there are three Spider-Men in one scene. So
I'm in the Matrix and someone's playing tricks on me.
So are those songs? That sounds like songs.
Does sound it.
That's the kind of world we live in. So as you were.
Right. So I have to admit that years ago, when Peyton Manning hosted Saturday Night Live, Peggy can attest to this. We both were upset that we thought that Potato Head was funny. Because his head's shaped like a potato.
That's Mr. It looks like Potato Head to you.
Right. Mr. Potato. I don't care. He was actually funny. He's a really funny guy. I get it. Blah, whatever.
He's a mushroom. He's a fun guy.
And then they started doing this Manning cast on Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli. And it is phenomenal.
The irony is there is that you loved it so much because you could avoid Joe Buck.
Right. Well, but it started last year.
I know.
And like the A-team for ESPN Monday night crew is terrible.
There were no way. I'd rather have the actual A-team.
I mean, I would
George
rather
Peppard,
have.
George Peppard, rest his, you know, whatever. I know he's not available, but I'd rather have him. I'd rather have George Peppard's course in Mr. T than listen to.
I'd rather have them get some of the schmucky sports radio guys of whatever town they're in say, hey, why don't you come and, you know, broadcast the game for us tonight.
Yeah.
Because the guys that they had last year were absolutely horrible. Like, you didn't even know their names. They were ridiculous.
Well, we call one guy Booger, so that's good.
Yeah, well, he's still on there, but he's
who
not.
Who does he have dirt on? Because he's horrible.
Well, I hope he gets fired after making that comment about Steve Young's hair last week.
Oh, yeah, that was
he
gutsy.
He O-manned.
That was gutsy.
He goes, he come on manned Steve's hair.
Wait, there's got to be a better way to say that.
Yeah, I know. That is pretty horrible. But, you know, the come on, man.
The segment, come on, man.
He did it about Steve Young's hair. And, I mean, we all know he's wearing a toupe. We all know there's something's going on there that's something's just not natural.
But he's all, hey, listen, he's Steve Young.
Oh, my God. He made people take more notice of it. It's great. So the look that Steve Young gave him was like, I am going to destroy you. So that's great. So hopefully Booger McFarlane gets fired. Two, the Mannings. Yes, they're hilarious. And I never thought I would like Eli ever because I thought he was just a big, stupid dud. And he's not. He's really kind of funny. And
it's a great endorsement.
And
you're not such a great, stupid dud.
You're not the huge milk dud I thought you were. And Milk Duds are the worst of the theater candies. Everyone knows it. It's Raisinets and Milk Duds. Boom.
Snow
get them out of there.
Snow caps all day.
Yeah, snow caps and goobers. Keep those around for but Milk Duds? Who the hell? What? Like what? Anyway, I'm going off a tangent.
You are.
But yes.
That's good because my notes are weak.
So watching, we know that. Anyway, I won't watch Monday Night Football now if they're not doing a Manning cast because it's not even worth
it. Yeah, and our Patriots are playing the Bears Monday night, and that's the return of the Eli, the
Manning cast.
The Manning cast. And I'll watch that instead of, I don't mind Aikman or Buck, but the Mannings just, they're better.
Right? They're so good. Even though Peyton Manning is the worst person when he brings on guests. He's the worst person to have guests because there should not be any. But of course, I got to, you know, draw people in some way. And I love how nice all of the guests have been because they just let Peyton honestly ignore them. Because he cares more about the game.
You don't talk shop while there's a play going on. Man, you can see Manning, and he's mumbling something. And he's looking.
It's the whole time. Come on, that's the game.
I know, but it's just great because he clearly wants to watch the game.
Oh, it is phenomenal. And then poor Eli's like, well, I guess I gotta. It's like the one you bring your girlfriend to. You bring, you know, your friend or your girlfriend boyfriend to a party, and then you go get a drink, and then you leave him with your other friend, and they're like,
And then if she starts acting up, then you take her friend. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
To the Holiday Inn.
To the hotel, right. But I do like, I have to say, Peyton's always been good because he's very well versed and polished in being in the limelight, speaking with the acting and the commercials and all that stuff. And the first couple of weeks, Eli was like a deer in the headlights. Like, Peyton carried the show.
Yes.
It was absolutely the Peyton Manning show with his little brother. Special appearance by Eli. But now Eli holds his own, and he makes fun of Peyton, and he gives it to the guests back and forth. And I just – it's like watching – I'll go back to I don't know if you guys listen to the Joe Rogan fight companions. It's when he and his friends would sit around and watch the UFC fights. Gee, what a great idea that was. Too bad he stole that from me, huh?
Yeah, right? Bastard.
But it's awesome to watch because you don't have to even be a fight fan because they don't – they only talk about the fights for like 30 seconds.
Right.
Because they're just yapping. That's what they do. They're talking while watching the football game. And, well, Eli is. Peyton's watching the game.
Peyton is.
And then telling
He is in on the game. Like, he is. It's the best thing. Just to watch him, watch Peyton watching the game. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That Saturday Night Live skit they did. That dude. Who's that dude? Teller Miles? Miles Teller.
Miles Teller, yes.
Teller Miles, what?
I know, that's why it screwed me up. I'm like, that's not his name, but it sounds like his name. Miles Teller, who's in Top Gun
and
Fantastic Four.
And I just saw something. You know, he's also who Aaron Rodgers and that girl Shailene Woodley, whatever her name is?
Yeah, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah. They were with Miles Teller and his wife. On that little vacation there. Yeah. I don't know why I said that, but it's true because I just saw the picture today. Because they were doing a rundown of Aaron Rodgers' girlfriends.
Oh, he's got a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, she was the last one there, and then I saw that picture. I'm like, hey, I know this dude. He did the great Peyton Manning impression.
And he really did.
I thought, here's the funny thing, is I thought he was a cast member. So I'm like, this is going to be great because I'm going to do this every week, as Saturday Night Live does. Once they hit the home run, they swing for it every week.
Which they got to.
Can't really blame them. But unfortunately, if you didn't catch it, you can YouTube it, but it was great. He did the best Peyton Manning. He did a better Peyton Manning than Peyton Manning.
Yeah. He nailed it. He really nailed it. I loved it. And I loved how he was wearing stuff just like Peyton Manning would be wearing. He actually wore, like, Eli made fun of him. He's like, you're actually wearing the same sweater that he's wearing on the thing. It was really good.
Because they had John Hamm on the program.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
That was an unforeseen circumstance.
That was ridiculous. Freaking people.
But the Manny cast is phenomenal. If you get a chance,
I recommend.
Yeah, I absolutely recommend, and I like the fact that. Well, I guess I don't like it, but I understand why they don't do it every week because then it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they built Peyton. You know, a building for this thing. I mean, he's got his own studio. Eli just does it from home in the basement.
But his basement is all tricked out.
Yeah, it is.
He's got like six TV screens around the TV screen that he watches the football game on. He's got the virtual golf over in the corner. He can do that in between. Yes. Eli's got quite the setup in his own house, and Peyton has his own studio that he can just go, like, they're like, we're going to rent a warehouse for you and set it up.
We're going to build it all around you.
And the best is when Peyton eats. Like, he usually tries to eat at halftime, but he doesn't finish all the time. And then he'll be eating when they come back, and they just, they love to make fun of him.
And Eli
it's so
goes
great.
Nuts on him. Yeah. And Archie, remember the great lines Mom said?
Yeah. Mom says to be nice to your brother. Mom says you need to be nicer to people.
Yeah, to Peyton, and then Eli goes, what did you say to Eli?
I don't remember.
I'm doing well or something.
Yeah, he goes, Dad told me I was doing a good job.
Yeah.
Dad didn't tell me I was doing a good job. He's like, he's here. He goes, Dad doesn't visit me in Denver. He's like, that's because you put him up in a hotel. And then Eli's like, I let him stay in the house.
It's just it's funny stuff. It's for those, if you really want to watch the game, I guess you'd have to watch I was going to say Buck and Aikman, like that's a swear.
Buck and Aikman. That goddamn Buck and Aikman.
Where do you keep your Buccaneers?
I don't know.
Under your bucking hat.
How much is an ear of corn in how much is corn in Tampa?
I don't know how much.
Buccaneer.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Thank God my mother scolded me this week.
Thanks for stopping by,
yes,
everybody.
We'll be here all week.
Good night.
And scene.
Scene.
Now Joe Buck. We just mentioned Joe Buck, and you have a hatred. It's not even a hatred. It's
Joe Buck is the worst.
You can't stomach him at all.
Okay, so before he was let go from Fox, he was on every single friggin' sports thing you would watch. He did the Super Bowl. He did the World Series and the playoffs. Like, he was always around.
He's Joe Buck.
And he's just a schmuck.
Joe Schmuck?
Joe Buck and Schmuck. And I couldn't stand him. Like, he's just annoying to me and ugh. But then...
This was pre-Smartless.
Yes. Then I started listening to the podcast Smartless with Sean Hayes.
Don't listen to this one.
What?
Huh? I had a cough.
Yeah, sorry. I bet you did.
I did.
Sean Hayes, Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett. And
you should lead with Will Arnett. No. You're right. You close.
I'm
with
a little saved. Best
close.
For last.
You close. So Sean Hayes, Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett.
Sean's the he won the award for the.
Sean's the wet blanket, basically.
Yeah, he tries to keep things on tack and then cut it off when it's nice and funny.
Let me tell you what I hate about Sean Hayes, real quick.
Okay.
Now, since two of the three of them are on Arrested Development, Arrested Development comes up.
Right.
Now, Sean Hayes has not, he's seen two episodes.
Yes.
And before this podcast, he had seen none of them. So these guys will go on tangents about Arrested Development, how great it was, all these good stories. And Sean will go, well, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite color? Like, what are you doing? You're the Opie of
You're just
Smartless.
Saying this now because Tony Hale was just on, who was Buster.
Tony Hale was on Smartless.
And it was like a reunion. It was so nice. And they were telling Arrested Development stories. And then Sean would butt in because he wasn't involved. So he wants to be involved and he felt left out. That's
but
Sean is. That's Sean.
But that's wet blanketing right there. You can't.
But you don't know
that.
You're one until.
If you don't think you're one, then you are.
Exactly.
Wait.
What? If you don't think you're the wet blanket.
Wait, I don't think I'm a wet. I guess I'm a wet blanket. All right. Anyways.
Again. What?
They were on such roles. Like you let it happen.
Doesn't always work out that way.
I don't understand what, like, I don't get me wrong. I love Sean Hayes. He's funny. He's great on the podcast. The three of them are like best friends. So the chemistry is great. But when he feels left out or they're going one way, instead of just enjoying it and maybe chiming in, he'll try to change directions.
True.
Are you falling asleep over there?
Yeah.
What's happening over there?
You're very long-winded. Bateman.
I'm the Bateman.
You're the Bateman of this podcast.
Right.
Play that.
Jason Bateman will ask a question, and then 30 minutes later, he'll finally finish it.
After he tells you two stories about himself?
Yeah.
His own fears and distrust issues.
But they did have Joe Buck on.
Yes.
A while ago, and you are going chronologically. You were very late to the party, so you've been going chronologically.
Now I'm caught up. I have no.
Now you're caught up.
But I have nothing.
But you released,
I just listened to Kevin Bacon, and now I have to wait for Steve Carell on Monday.
And Will Arnett is the Kevin Bacon of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wait. Wouldn't
he's the
Kevin
new Kevin
Bacon be the Kevin Bacon of Hollywood?
He's the next generation Kevin Bacon, I guess.
He's Kevin Canadian Bacon. That's good. He's Canadian. Oh my God. All right. Anybody interested in co-hosting with me sometime?
Because this is brutal.
I don't need a resume. I just need a name and a phone number and a pulse. That's all you got to have.
Well, you asked me a question about Joe Buck. I start talking about it and you go off. Then you went off your tangent.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to kill time because these notes aren't good at all. What do you want me to do?
Of course they're not.
You want me to get to the hand gel now or do you want to wait?
We didn't even talk about Joe Buck.
I know. But that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to prolong this.
Yeah, I get you.
No.
But no, Joe Buck is he was really funny on that podcast. He's very likable when he's not, you know, I guess, sports casting.
Joe Bucking.
When he's not bucking. When he's not bucking it. And so I liked him. He was funny. Just like the same thing that happened with Gwyneth Paltrow. I was never a fan of hers. I thought she was a stuck-up bitch. And then I listened to her podcast and she's really cool. So I like I just, it was crazy. I liked it.
Yeah. See, I never had a problem with Joe Buck, and I kind of knew that the podcast was going to be good because I'm a baseball fan, I'm a football fan, and he does a good job. I mean, he's been, as you know now, he's been doing it his whole life with his dad.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I respect it.
I don't respect it.
You do respect it now.
Well, now I do. No, I like Joe Buck as a person. I don't like Joe Buck as an announcer. I still don't like him as an announcer.
Okay. But you like Joe Buck the person.
Yes. Joe Buck, the everyday fella that you just run into on the street. Yeah. Like him.
Everyday. Your average Joe Buck.
Your average Joe Buck. Average Joe Buck I like. Professional Joe Buck, not so much.
But he told some good stories. He told
some great stories.
He's got a million of them. I mean, that's the kind of guy you want there.
Yeah, that he lived in Mexico because their house was being, was his house?
He was between houses.
Yes.
in St. Louis. And so they went to Mexico to live there for whatever how long it took. And it turns out that Sean Payton, the ex-New Orleans Saints coach, was getting married
there. Sean Payton's not the coach of the Saints?
No, he retired. Oh, you're a huge football fan.
That doesn't seem possible.
Well, it does. It is
that.
Possible.
Okay,
it
go ahead.
Happens all
sorry.
The time. Don Shula retired too. Just to let you know,
Don Shula's dead, isn't he?
Well, maybe that's why he retired. But nonetheless, he is retired.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And he texted Sean Payton and said, "Hey, you know, waiting for that invite. Whatever. Ha ha ha. Good luck." And Sean Payton he was half jesting. You know how you do that.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton wrote back, "Absolutely, come on down." So he went. He crashed the wedding.
Crashed his wedding. Crashed Sean Payton's wedding.
Well, it's not a crash if you get an invite, but it was a.
But the late invite.
It was impromptu.
It was a begging invite, really, if you think about it. It's like, hey, we're in Mexico.
But what you love about Joe Buck, though, what I loved about Joe Buck was that when Will said, of course, listen, let's be honest here. You wanted that invite.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I did.
Of course I did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and that's what I liked about.
It was
about
a wedding on the beach. It was a quick, what do you say, it was a five-minute ceremony, and then it was party at the beach. So
party.
Because someone inevitably asked, well, why would you want to go to a wedding? Don't they suck?
Oh, yes, Jason.
It was Jason. Of course it was Jason.
Because Bateman doesn't like to do anything. If he could stay inside his house and still get paid the money he gets paid, he'd love it. That's his dream.
I'm going to act from home. I'm going to act from Zoom.
His wife goes and has a whole, social life.
With Will.
Yes, with everybody but him.
But Jason, right.
He's like, no, I stayed home. Oh, no, they go to parties separate so then he can leave early and she can stay as long as she
yes,
wants.
Yes, yes.
She's smart. Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. It works.
Paul Anka's daughter.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's Paul Anka's daughter.
Is her name Paulina Anka?
No, her name's Amanda.
Oh.
Amanda Anka.
Amanda. That's a lot of vowels.
Double A. It's a lot of A's. Just one vowel. It's all A's.
A
lot of vowel.
A to the eighth.
It's a lot of vowel.
It's a lot of vowel.
It's not
singular.
It's only just the A.
So when she says, I'd like to buy a vowel, and she says, ask for an A, you still going to yell at her?
Yes. Why?
Why? Because
you fill it in. It's easy to fill in. We're going to go back to buying the vowels, please.
Sometimes you need to buy a vowel.
How about the other night when we were watching it, and the guy knew the friggin' answer, and he had to buy the last vowel on the damn board, and then he's like, nope, no solve, dick.
You won't spin it one more time for the consonant that pays.
Oh, what a jerk off. What a jerk off. Oh, God, I hate those people so much. And then that's why I love it when they lose in the end. Like, oh, fine, make it to final. Make it to the final. Pop-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, lost, did you? None of vowels to buy? It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
That's so funny. But I'm glad that you like Joe Buck.
I do.
And now that your podcast and your Smartless run is almost over,
yep.
Are you going to stay with it on a weekly basis, or are you going to go back to Small Town Murder, or are you going to start Crime and Sports? What are you going
to
do?
I think I'll go back to, well, I haven't listened to a Sword and Scale in a long time, so I might do a couple of those, because I probably got seven or eight of those all lined up, because he doesn't do them as often, but he does hour and a half ones. So I really love the Sword and Scales. I get real back into the true crime. Like, you know, I love Small Town Murder, that's good, but they make it, you know, it's funny when they do it.
Oh, yeah, you hate you hate the comedy?
No, I love the comedy, but I've been doing, you know, it's all comedy, so now I want to get, it's Halloween time, maybe I should listen to some scary true crime stories.
Did you listen to Serial's update on Adnan?
No, because he did it, and they're letting him out. Stupid Baltimore cops. Another reason Baltimore sucks.
What? When did they, whoa. When was the first time we gave a reason that Baltimore sucked?
I thought everyone just knows that.
It just goes without saying.
Like, we just, Baltimore's the worst.
Listen, we all know this, but I'm going to give you another reason.
Ravens, boo.
Boo.
Orioles, boo.
Boo.
I don't know. What else does Baltimore have? Nothing.
Crabs.
Crabs, exactly.
They all have crabs.
I'll just go down further, down to Virginia and get down there.
Is that regular Virginia?
Yeah, regular Virginia.
When does that start?
Not West Virginia.
When does that start?
I think in a couple weeks.
That is the tournament of champions for Jeopardy. My main woman, Matt Amodio is my main man. My main woman is a lesser winner, Margaret. She's on the bubble.
Margaret. She's a 4-day champion.
She's got a little, she has a little, where's she from, you think?
I thought she was, well, she lives in Pennsylvania, but I think she grew up in North Carolina.
Yeah, because she's got a southern accent, and she was famous for.
Oh, she's great.
When the answer was, someone said, what is West Virginia? They went, nope, incorrect. And she goes, what is regular Virginia?
Virginia?
Which I love so much, I actually named my podcast with Larry. Poor Larry, usually I put his name in it. I'm like, no, screw that. We're going with Margaret's quote, regular Virginia?
And they even made it a category on Jeopardy in a
couple times.
Yeah, a couple times they called it, you know, regular Virginia. It's perfect. She was so great.
Yeah, she's great. So root lovable. For Margaret if you're going to watch that.
And she didn't have kids. She's like, oh, no, I don't have kids, but I buy jewelry. I love jewelry. I've got lots and lots of jewelry.
She's awesome.
She is so great. I hope she gets to the second.
I know.
Ugh, I'm scared for her, but I hope.
No, she's good.
She is good. She wears the glasses with the eyeglass
the chain.
She's such a perfect Southern lady. I love it.
She really is.
Regular Virginia?
Is that regular Virginia?
Cutest. Love her.
But I like, you've never listened to Crime and Sports.
No, I have listened to some Crime and Sports. I'm just not a regular. I'm not a regular.
Regular
listener
Crime and Sports.
To Crime and Sports. See, this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna start. You're gonna keep making me talk in a Southern accent, and then I'm just gonna do the rest in a Southern accent, and you're gonna get mad.
Didn't Peggy accuse you of being rude?
Yeah, years ago, for my 30th birthday, we went to
many
years ago. We went to New Orleans.
Hold on. You have the ring. Does it sound right?
No.
You have no.
Nope.
It's an open cup, that's why.
And it's plastic. You need metal or aluminum.
I need some middle metal.
Yeah, aluminum.
Aluminum.
Anyway, we went to New Orleans for my birthday, and we were going to breakfast or brunch. I forget what it was. Probably brunch because a little later. And I just pick up people's accents easy. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it was because, you know, we moved.
Oh, that's a steak and shake.
Where?
Right, that red box right down the middle.
That's
steak
and
shake.
Oh, that is a goddamn steak and shake.
Yeah, steak and shake.
I love steak and shake.
In the Hoos, Daytona Beach,
Florida.
What's
Florida? Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hey, listen, I see a steak and shake. I got to point it out.
That's a man.
Holy.
No, this is that's a dancer woman.
Yeah, well, not the good kind from Dave Matthews Band either.
Oh, we're talking about TV. Your mom's going to be mad.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom.
He's breaking rule one. See? He's a rule breaker. And a risk taker.
Heartbreaker. Risk taker. What is it?
I don't know. Anyway.
It's the second video I ever played on MTV.
What?
A Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar. Everyone knows the Buggles, Video Kill the Radio Star, is the first. The second one is a better question because it's Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker.
Mm. Wow.
You're welcome, everybody. If that's a Jeopardy question, you heard it here first.
You got it. Anyway. So I pick up accents easy. And I think it was because when I moved to Massachusetts from the Midwest, you know, early on, people made fun of my accent in school, so I just started talking like them instead of just keeping my regular accent. I just wanted to fit in because I just was, people, the way that I talk. You say water? Well, I can't believe, it's water. Like, I didn't know what a bubbler was. It's just, so it was just easier for me to conform.
What's
than
a bubbler?
Listen to the bullshit, really. And then I'd make fun of them later at home with my family. Anyway, so I pick up accents easy, and we were in New Orleans, and we were going to brunch, and there was a cheerleading competition, and a bunch of the cheerleaders were staying in our hotel, and so I was talking to them, and we got off on the elevator. And I said, okay, well, good luck to y'all. I hope you guys win. And so, and I didn't even notice it. And we get in the cab. And then I was telling the cab driver where to go. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And I was just talking in a southern accent. And she's like, why are you making fun of everybody? And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you're talking in a southern accent to people. Like, why are you making fun of their faces? I'm like, I didn't even know I was doing it. I just picked it up and started talking like that.
Wait till they leave, then you make fun.
She's like, it's when we walk away is when we start talking. So it's just funny because she's like, well, you made fun of them right to their face. I go, I wasn't doing it on purpose. I don't even know I do it. I slip right into the southern accent.
Oh, bless your hearts.
Bless my heart.
My heart.
Bless your little heart.
Remember that song by Quarterflash, Hard in My Heart?
Yeah.
That's how I always say that. I go, hard my heart.
That's how you're supposed to sing it, because that's
what
it
is. No.
You got to hard my heart.
Oh, good Lord. I'm wearing headphones. You know how bad that sounds?
All right, are we done?
No, we didn't get to the hand gel yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's the hand gel?
What else we got?
Your obsession with hand gel?
No, we were talking about earlier, about how when I take the trash out, I love it when the doors open, so I can just launch the trash in and not do a thing. But I'm still, even though, masks aren't really worn that much anymore, and I do hand gel on two
occasions. Hand sanitizer, yep.
Yeah, I'm saying hand gel. It's not hand gel. It's not sanitizer.
Like the hand jive. It's not doing that.
I was born to hand jive, actually.
He's hand sanitizing.
I was born to hand jive. It was a combination of Chevy Chase. I was doing Chevy Chase, doing Cha Na Na.
Caddyshack.
I'm doing mashups. It's called mashup. It's called Caddy Chase.
Good one.
Cha Na Na. I will always hand sanitize after touching that trash compactor, and after pumping gas.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I guess I do know why, but I just, for some reason, I can't let that go. I've let a lot of other stuff go.
Right.
And I never did this before COVID.
Right.
But right? What happened there? Nothing. We didn't see anything. We're not watching TV.
I don't know.
Don't watch. Just talk.
Sorry.
So I was wondering, do you have anything like that? Because I can't break it. I tried once and I freaked out. I couldn't do it.
Okay. So you're saying you're trying, like, these are things that you are still like holding over from COVID.
Correct. Yes.
I never
did this before, but since COVID, like once COVID started,
have to sanitize.
I sanitize after a lot of things, but you let some things go, like I said, but I can't let go of the trash compactor and the pumping gas, right.
I'm trying to think.
Well, if you have to think, then you don't.
Then I really don't.
So you will pump gas and say, yeah, no, there's no germs on this thing.
No, usually I'll do it, but I don't, like,
what are you saying then?
No, but it's not something like, oh God, I got it. Like,
First thing I do. I actually keep one hand in my glove or my sweatshirt pocket or my shorts pocket so I don't use it. So I know that's what I can open the car door with and then grab the hand sanitizer and squeeze it into my other hand.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's exactly
what I mean. This is what I do. I'm like, oh geez, as I'm driving, I'm like, oh, I should put some hand sanitizer in. And then
when it's too late.
And then, no, it's not too late, because then I just rub it all over my steering wheel too. Sanitize my steering wheel.
But do you sanitize the credit card?
No, do you?
No, I actually haven't done
that. Yeah. Well, that'll start.
I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing one from now on.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Did you tell me not to do it? I am 100% doing it.
Wait, did you say don't do that? Guess who's doing it?
That was the funniest thing. If anybody watched Big Brother, I don't know if Krista watches it or not anymore, but she might. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. That's how screwed up you get in that house.
Oh yeah, you can't.
The head of the household told this person, "Listen, I definitely do not 100%. I don't want you to use this veto." And then the guy goes into the diary room. He goes, "You don't want me to use this veto? Veto, I am 100% using this veto." I know it sounds stupid, but it's just so funny because he was actually telling him the truth and he used it and his best friend went home.
Right. And then they sent his best friend home.
And he thought he was a genius. He was the only super fan in the house. Meanwhile, everybody's a super
fan. Oh, yeah. Not even just that he was the only super fan, that he was just the smartest person in the house.
He really
the best game player. Yeah, he was douche. Glad he didn't win.
He didn't win. He didn't come close.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't even make it to the jury. He's so bitter probably still. And I love it.
So there's no occasions? Because this is important, the hand sanitizing.
Why is it
I'm just kidding. But you never really... did you answer the question?
Do you know...
Oh, you found one.
I know. What's funny is, like, I know you're going to... Because for some reason, we love to talk about Saul from work. Like, this guy... his hands are always just dirty. They look dirty all the time. And you tell him, Paul, wash your hands.
Saul.
I mean, Saul, whatever. He wouldn't even know how to listen to a podcast if you set it up for him and push the button. So I'm like, you need to wash your hands. I just did wash my hands. Like, in what? Dirt? Like, what are you washing it in? Oil?
Mud doesn't count.
It doesn't work that way, pig pen. So whenever he comes in, and what's funny is at work I have a spray hand sanitizer.
Oh.
And I
But which hand do you use to actually spray it? Do you have to spray it and then quickly drop it and get the spray in your finger?
No.
From the last time you touched?
Stop it. Don't be a germaphobe. And then?
You don't want to be a germaphobe? I am absolutely 100% a germaphobe.
So when he comes around and I need to sign off a damaged something, or he takes a picture and I have to download the camera, before I touch anything, I spray hand sanitizer
you should spray
on the
him.
Paper. It would probably just bounce off of me. Bounce off of him. I spray the camera and I spray the paper before he does, because he's just, everything he touches is just dirty and what, like, you just don't know when's the last time this guy has washed anything. He's just
washed anything.
He is just Mr. Pigpen. Love him to death. Again, heart of gold. Got it.
You always have to preface it when you make fun of him.
I know, because I
love this
bad
guy, but let me tell you how I really feel.
Right, I feel bad for him. Like, I really do. It's just because he would do anything for anybody. I'm not the only one who makes fun of him, like everyone at work does. And we were making fun of him the other day because he...
I believe you know what this is called, bullying?
I think it's called Tuesday. And we were talking about, because he wrote down, he has to check in the trailers that come in the morning. He wrote down the wrong trailer number 4 times on 4 different things as he's looking at the number. Like,
how many numbers are involved in this?
Usually 5.
5 numbers. So 5 numbers.
So he just has to look up
in theory,
6,
it could be
4. He just has to look up at the number and write it down. Look up at the number, write it down. He can't transpose the number from what he's seeing onto the paper that he's writing.
So you're saying it could be, the trailer could be numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He came back with 8, 6, 2,
yeah,
5.
Yeah, you don't know what
9.
The hell he's coming back with. And then his numbers don't even look like what the number he thinks that the number is. He's like, what is that, a 7?
What are these with these hieroglyphics?
It's an ampersand? Like, what is happening? So,
and the symbol for boron.
So he checked in one trailer. Like, he checked in a, like, he wrote a note on the sign-in sheet that said that this one load was not coming in until 9 a.m. But then I had a sign-off on my desk saying that the load was in. So I go, well, how can this load be in if it's not in at 9 a.m.? And he's like, oh, I grabbed the wrong paper. I was looking at this and I thought, And so I was talking to our boss about it. And he's like, he goes, he's getting older. I think he's on his way out. And so we're talking,
wait, of the building or life?
Wait
a second.
He's going to have like forced retirement. Oh,
well, you're going to have to.
We're going to have to. You can't kick him out. When that's what we were making fun of him about. And they're like, well, what's he going to do when he retires? I'm like, he's not going to. He's still going to show up here every day. Like, we would, I mean, before COVID happened and before we moved and everything, he lives in Braintree. We were in South Boston. They would force him to take a day off. All of a sudden, you'd look outside and you'd see his truck just driving by. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, why? It's like, oh, just seeing what you guys are up to. But you know what we're up to? Work. We exactly. You don't need to be here. Or else. And then he got yelled at, because you have to yell at him for him to actually understand, like, oh, this is something I shouldn't do. Like, and that's what sucks. Like, he's so nice and you hate it. But then all of a sudden you're like, ah! Like, you want to pull your hair out. So you have to be mean to him, because he's like a child that doesn't get it. If you're just like, hey, listen, maybe you shouldn't do that. Okay, so I'm absolutely doing it. So you have to yell at him and treat him, you know, like a child for him to understand the how important it is or whatever. And so he got yelled at. He's like, Paul, we do not want to see you here. You're not, do not come in. Do not pass go. Do not, like, everything.
I love that you're yelling at somebody to not come into work.
Right. You have to yell at
him. That's just hysterical.
So instead of him coming into work, he would call everybody. He'd call all the guys out on the, he'd call all the guys out in the warehouse, like, why are you calling me? Oh, I'm just seeing what you guys are up to. Do you know what we're up to? Work.
Still.
That's what I said. So I go, maybe we can just put a live feed video. We can just sit at home and watch it with his, you know, healthy lunch of a chicken Caesar salad wrap, because that's healthy, and a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And drinking Pepsi.
I don't see a problem with any of that.
Ugh. Love him to death. Love you to death.
That doesn't make it all right, though.
Oh, God. It's exhausting.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh, the days that you don't see him at all are just the best days.
You know what that's like? That's like when you go to church and you do your penance, and then you say, okay, I start over again.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it means. Do over. That's reset button.
Tell me your sins. Fine. Here they all are. Okay.
There you go. Bing, bing,
couple
boom.
Hail Marys. Clean slate.
All right. See you next week. When I'll,
see you in a week.
We'll wipe the slate clean again, yeah, sirs.
This is great.
Pleasure to visit with you.
Quick erase. If they can start doing confessionals by Zoom, that'd be great.
They probably do.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Of course they did.
I'm getting into that.
You don't look into that? The pandemic's over, apparently. So it's a little late in the game.
I think
that
the church would have good Wi-Fi.
Probably.
The high ceilings.
Why wouldn't they? Oh. Is there anybody in there? I mean, no, I don't know.
Oh, there's I don't know what you're talking about. We're not watching TV. Hey, everybody. Gotta go.
We're not supposed to see you, sir.
The best part about this show is when people start running.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught.
Right. There's, yeah. But you know what? On live PD, they don't always get caught. It's cops that they always get caught because they wouldn't show it.
Oh, yeah.
But live PD, they don't always get caught because it's live. Like, we saw one last week where they were chasing this motorcycle, the guy on a motorcycle that was just weaving in and out of traffic and stuff. And then all of a sudden, he's like, you know what? It's actually not that big of an offense. We're not going to keep pursuing him and put other people at risk. So they stopped the pursuit.
He went east, and then the cop went west.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? I'm over it. I'm over this guy.
But I just think it's funny because what you're basically saying is that now anybody can do that, knowing, because he actually said it's not in our acceptable pursuit or whatever.
Yes,
what's the word?
Yeah. There's a list of when they're allowed to pursue. And this was at night. I mean, but I see his point. He was never going to catch him. That guy had a bike.
The guy was doing 1,000 miles an hour. That's
right,
tough to do.
Well, what are you going to do?
Not 1,000 miles an hour. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Right. Well, they couldn't get him to stop him to tell him that.
He lived right next to him.
All right. He wasn't listening.
He actually cut in front of him to go right.
Right. Because he was playing with him.
I know. It's a little cat and mouse.
Yes,
it's the old cat and mouse.
That's right. He fought the law and the law did not win.
They need to make a sequel to that song, don't they?
Yeah. I fought the law and I won.
Oh.
As he said.
Do, 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 do. Oh, it's copyright. Can't do it.
Okay. I do not own the rights to this music. I
love when people do that. It's the funniest thing. Like, really?
Stand.
You're not Joan Jett? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I just,
Karen, you're not Joan Jett?
I'm going to be showing this video. I do not own the rights to this music. Stop.
We know.
No one gives a crap.
We know you don't own the
obviously
rights.
It's the worst. People, idiots. Do you think anybody's even noticing? No. No one cares.
No.
No one cares.
Nobody cares about your Joan Jett video.
Ugh.
This is why.
Are we on the rant one again?
This is why I do this with you, so you can vent.
Oh, I know. Can I vent? Just like today, I went out.
What do you mean today on the first day of your 4-day weekend?
Yeah, first day.
You're
going to
get
weekend.
No sympathy from me. So, but please continue how bad your day off on Friday was.
Right. Well, I went to the Christmas tree shop, or now they call it CTS.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's really called CTS now. It's not Christmas tree shop.
What?
Well, it still says Christmas tree shop, but they're trying to push everyone just to call it CTS.
Does that mean they're not really trees? Because Kentucky Fried Chicken did it because they're not really chicken. So
it's chicken.
It's KFC.
Do you know why they did that?
Because they're lazy or they're not chicken?
They did that because...
Have you ever seen a chicken?
Have you even seen a chicken? they did that because the word fried was not... Just like diet is no longer a good word.
Well, they should call it F Kentucky Chicken.
Right. Kentucky non-baked
chicken. That would go over well. F Kentucky chicken. What?
So that's why it's KFC. We'll just.
I heard it was because it's not really chicken.
It is chicken.
Is it though?
What do you think it is? Pigeon? Get the hell out of here.
I don't know. I'm not back.
No,
there.
It's chicken. It really is chicken. And they didn't like it was the word fried. Anywho, Christmas tree shops, who know if people.
So you ask for a crispy chicken sandwich, you think that it's just going to crisp itself?
I don't have to hear about it. Who knows what these.
Oh, that's like when people
asses.
Say, I love burgers, but I don't want to see it get killed.
Yeah.
I love chicken, but I don't want to see it get killed.
Yeah. It's true.
It's already dead. What are you going to do? Not eat it?
Right. Just well, that's why everything's turning into like Coke Zero, Sprite Zero. It's no longer
been around forever.
I know, but they're starting to get rid of Diet Coke. Yeah, they're getting rid of all the diet ones because now it's just zero. They don't want the word diet anymore. It's no longer an acceptable word to these punks.
to
whoever's deciding now society. All these little millennial pieces of crap.
Whoa, Bonnie.
They're not listening to this. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Anyway, so I went to Christmas tree shop, and then I went to Costco.
Whoa, no. Why is it called CTS?
Christmas tree shop.
No. But you said there's a reason. Well, it's probably because. Do you know why they call it CTS?
Well, because
you said because it's not
how they
chicken.
Don't like to say Merry Christmas anymore. You say Happy Holidays. Nobody likes the Christmas word.
What?
Remember how they went through that?
No. I remember that, but it's actually called the Christmas tree store.
I know.
So they're by initializing it. And by the way, CTS is not an acronym. For anybody who thinks that's an acronym.
What do you mean?
Well.
Oh, the.
People think initials are acronyms. Acronyms have to be a word. SCUBA is an acronym.
Yes.
WTF is not an acronym.
No, it's not.
CTS is not an acronym. Even the beloved KFC is not an acronym.
No,
it's not. They're just initials.
Initials, right.
But I digress. You had a reason as to why they. That's the reason?
I think so. I mean, I have
oh,
no
you
idea.
Think so? Now
we're
just
they just
go,
changed it all of a sudden. They didn't give you a reason. They just
gonna,
said, we're changing. We're going to be CTS now. Like, that just, it's just stupid. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But that's my thought process is because how we can't say Merry Christmas anymore. We have to say Happy Holidays, and it's a holiday tree. It's not a Christmas tree. No, it's a Christmas tree. Shut up.
You can't say Master Bedroom either.
Oh, and Master Bedroom, yeah.
But I can see that, though. I can see that.
Why? Master of the house, keeper of the inn.
we're gonna get into Lou Rawls songs in a minute. Keep this up.
Oh, we should get into the 70s songs about keeping the woman down, keeping the woman in line. That's what it is.
Yep.
Keeping women in line.
Those are the good days, weren't they?
Sons of bitches.
God, I wish I was born earlier.
Oh man,
I was so late to that party. I was born in 71. I missed it. By the time I was ready to be like, hey, women.
Yeah, we got a
it
voice.
It was over. It was over.
We're allowed to have a voice.
You guys could vote and stuff. Oh man.
Women couldn't apply for credit cards. I think it was, they could not buy themselves. They could not get a credit card by themselves. I think it was until the early 80s.
1980s or 1880s?
Isn't that insane?
Wait, that can't be true.
I heard it last week.
When they were telling you what the CTS stood for?
No.
What mean you heard that last week?
It was on the radio.
Somebody was just saying it?
Yeah, well, it was on the trivia game thing, and it was a true or false, saying a woman could.
Is this your WROR thing
yeah.
that you listen to in the morning?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. What's it called? Super Smart. Or super smart. That's what they say. Ugh. This is terrible. Anyway, so every time I'm at Christmas tree shop, there wasn't that many people there.
I saw a beeping going on the TV. I wonder if they think we're being bleeped out.
That's funny. We're being beeped. But
beep, beep, hooker. Beep, beep.
Everybody has to follow wherever I'm going, and they have to come down the same aisle that I like. Everybody's it's just constantly people.
Well, you're
like,
a leader, not a follower.
Ugh, it's so annoying. Same thing with Costco. Like, there's nobody in all these aisles, and all of a sudden they're all corrugating. Like, let's all go this one.
Well, so are you.
No, I'm not. I was already there first.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was. Just annoying. Everybody's.
What's Miss Blengit gonna buy today?
Yeah, that's right. I bought a couple things. I bought some fun things.
Yes, yes.
Got a new 40-ounce tumbler.
Oh, there
stainless
it is.
Steel tumbler. Love it. Yeah. Ice cold.
The pause that refreshes. Is it still ice cold?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see I just saw this an advertisement on It's on Amazon. I know that.
Okay.
But it's, they're called, oh, I can't remember what the exact word is, but I'll give you the premise. They're glasses that you can, they're for streamers, gameplay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know when you watch like TV shows that used to be set in the future?
Yeah.
And you'd have like the screens in front of you in the air?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, but they're glasses.
But they're glass. So that's pretty cool. Give you, yeah, I guess, but now do we want to be, people can't even walk and play on their phone without causing catastrophes. What are people going to do with six screens in their face?
That's true. Interesting.
But that's a real thing. You can buy them now.
That's crazy. How much are those?
You might have been able to for a while. I might be late to the party, but I just saw them today.
Probably are.
I definitely am.
Granddad.
They weren't as expensive as you think they'd be. How much do you think they'd be? And don't be a jerk and lower it now that I said that.
No, I was going to say like $500 plus.
No, some were less. They were less. Oh, I mean, well, there are some that are up there.
Interesting.
Yeah. For, I think $350 you can get a pair. Yeah.
Don't want it.
I'm not really interested in it. It's probably cool.
Yeah.
But.
Well, remember we did that. Like,
It's not virtual reality, though.
Yep, it's not virtual reality. Well, I was just going to say that. I don't like the VR stuff.
No, it's not, though.
That made me sick. Yeah. I thought I was going to throw up.
I got a little tummy ache there, too.
Yeah, I'm like, eesh, it's a little much.
I got a little nauseous.
It's not. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, I can hear that. That was a nice beep. That's Bonnie being rude.
I'm not being rude.
Rude.
You're rude.
So? At least I admit it.
Yeah, I don't care.
You gonna answer it?
No. I got a bunch of them I can't answer.
but you wouldn't do screen thing? Think about how cool that could be at work, though.
I don't know. I'd have to see if, like, it's... I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it. I don't...
Well, you say that. Then you're going to try one on. Next thing you know, you're going to have six pairs. You're going to have a bejeweled pair.
Yeah.
You're going to have sunglass pair. They have... Oh. You can put your prescription lenses in them, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
It is.
The syllable... The emphasis was on the wrong syllable.
I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
So, what, you want to vent about anything else? Want to vent about your mother? Let's vent about your mother this week.
No.
Why?
Because my mother's been through a lot.
Whose hasn't?
Well, they just got power back. It still flashes on and off a little bit.
First of all, they don't even listen.
That's true.
So, I mean, I make fun of my mother, and she listens every week.
That's true.
So at least I'm open and honest about it. We're making fun of your mother behind her back.
I know. That's even worse.
Let's keep doing it.
No.
Keep doing it. Now, they were down, they are down in Florida, in Port Charlotte, and they got hit pretty hard, but they didn't sustain much damage at all.
Right. They thank everybody, thank whoever.
It's not religion if you say thank God. It's
Oh, I know. Thank God that they didn't, like, nothing happened to the house. They lost a few shingles and a tree was leaning against the house that didn't even do any damage. So they really didn't get no damage on the house. It's just because of where they live in Port Charlotte, it's considered low priority for the restoration of electricity.
Based on where they are on the grid.
Not
that it's...
Right. They just, you know, they're just not in, like...
They're out in the boondocks.
Yeah. They live... You know, they can't see their neighbors. They can only see the neighbor that lives across the street from them. They can't see anybody on the other side.
If they choose to. It's not a direct shot either.
Exactly. So so they were out of power for 10 days, celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary in the dark. So,
way to go.
But they, they got through it. And
no, I have to say that I was, I know you obviously know this, but that's where I was for Hurricane Irma. Years back with my mother and your parents.
Yes.
And what a fun time that was.
Oh, gosh.
It actually wasn't. Their house is, I was worried about, like, because everyone's talking about with the water flow. They're so high above sea level that they're never concerned about
flooding
like that. It's the wind that will do the damage. And there was wind damage last time I was there. The pool, everyone has the pool screens in Florida.
Yep.
That screen was destroyed, which might have been a blessing because it needed to come down anyways.
Yeah.
But it was the power being lost that really, it wasn't the hurricane itself.
It's the after.
It's the after, because you're going to lose power. That's going to happen.
Right.
And the generators, for some reason, I figured if they just weren't used enough so they were dead or whatever. You have to regenerate the generators.
Right.
And
there's no natural gas there usually.
Well, I brought plenty to the table.
So you have to, like, the generators are, you know, by gasoline. So, you know, then you go to the, nobody else has power either. You right. can't get gas. It's just, it's a constant just circle of.
My mother and I were there for, I think, a week. And before we left, power had not come back yet. So we got to go. We went to the airport and we thought, we don't care how long, we don't care if we're delayed. We don't care if we have to stay, because we were in the air conditioning at the airport as opposed to, because in Florida, obviously it's humid, it's hot, and it's hurricane season.
And that was the beginning of September when it was still like, it's still, you know,
it sucked ass,
summer. It's still summer.
And the pool only lasted a day that you could, because it can't be.
Got swampy, no filter.
It was just, there's nothing. You're just constantly, you can't get ice, you can't get gas, you can't go anywhere because everyone's trying to go somewhere.
Right.
And you can't, there's no hotel. Well, actually, the hotels were out too, so it didn't even matter.
There was no relief.
Like at night, there was no relief. You don't know whether to leave the windows open or closed. Like at least if you keep them shut, the air conditioning, it's still cool for a little while. But once it gets to that point where it's not anymore,
it's over.
Do I open it or not? The windows, and you can't. It's just, that was the hardest part. It wasn't the actual storm.
Right. It's the after.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, as far as their house is concerned, obviously, people's houses got destroyed. But for some reason, they're in either a great spot. Or their house is made very well because that's twice that they've been through those, at least twice that I know of.
Well, yeah, because they had Hurricane Charlie when they first moved down there. I mean, and that was really tough.
Sounds like a poker player, doesn't it?
It doesn't. Hurricane Charlie.
Hurricane Charlie's in the building, everybody.
Who's playing tonight?
Full House.
Tornado Tommy, Hurricane Charlie.
Blizzard Bobby.
Tsunami Bobby.
It's not a tsunami. But luckily,
Gully Gusher Nancy.
But lucky for them that they are where they are. And even though it is, because what the best part about where they live is that it takes you, what, like 25 minutes just to get out of their little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're closest.
To get to the main road. You got to drive a half an hour.
Right. It's probably a good 10 minutes.
It honestly is.
It is a good 10 minutes to the main road. So that's why they're in the low priority. Because they're not in the fully developed, you know, part of their development.
Is it more like an arrested development? Is that what you're telling me?
Allow myself to introduce myself.
The great Madeline Kahn, right?
No.
No?
That was from Gold, from Austin Powers.
Oh.
Allow myself.
Who said it? Mike
Austin
Myers?
Powers, yeah. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Are you serious? I always thought you were doing Madeline Kahn.
I'm Richie Cunningham, and this is my wife, Oprah.
I really thought that was Madeline Kahn.
No, that's what he was. He was in, I think they were playing poker or whatever. They're in the casino.
Doesn't that sound like something she would say?
Yeah, it does, kind of. But it's not. Mike Myers.
Wow.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yeah, now I remember it, now that you say that. Interesting. Yeah. Good talk.
Interesting. Yep, so they're fine. They're doing good. Replenishing all that they lost in the freezer and
the 12 freezers they have in the garage.
Now gotta restock. Hopefully there's a lot of BOGOs in the next couple weeks. Because
YOLO.
YOLO for BOGO.
That's right.
You only live once for the BOGO. My mom loves the BOGO.
Who doesn't?
I know. They have crazy BOGOs down there. We don't get them up here.
Yeah, they have Publix. That's all I care about is when we're watching the Florida live PD there, whatever it's called. Now, when they go to Florida, I'm like, they've been up your Publix rep down or I'm hurting somebody.
Oh, yeah. I love Publix.
Yeah, Publix is the best.
Pub subs.
Get the old pub sub.
The old pub sub.
When I was at my grandparents, I kind of lived on those.
I know.
Because, you know, she'd eat a piece of lettuce and a half a tomato. Save the rest for tomorrow.
She was so funny when
and I'm like,
we would take her to.
Can I get a sandwich?
We took her to the restaurant, to the fish house.
The fish house.
She got an appetizer as an entree. many people do that, but she would only eat half of it. She's like, oh, I can save this for tomorrow.
Oh, this is tomorrow's dinner. And it was like tuna on lettuce.
It was, yeah, it was like the tuna tartare
on
seaweed salad.
It was very good, though.
Oh, yeah, very good.
But.
And the fish house is gone.
The fish house is gone.
It was down in
my grandmother's
Fort
house
Myers.
Is gone.
Yeah, your grandmother's house is gone.
On Fort Myers Beach. Well, let's preface by saying she's passed away, yeah. So don't really care. Someone else's house is gone
yeah.
now.
The house that you sold to somebody else, that your family sold to somebody else. It's amazing. It's so crazy.
Gone. Just gone. Estero Drive is just a mess. I went to Cheeburger on Sanibel Island a couple times.
Gone. They put up
temporary, pretty much gone.
temporary roads to get to Sanibel so they could get
that
power
makes me
trucks
laugh.
Over
that
there
makes
just
me
to.
You know what we're going
to
do? We're going to build you a temporary road and then we're going to build the real road. Just build the real road. No?
Well, no, because there's just a lot more structure that has to happen, like to make it more permanent.
We're going
to
make a shape.
But they had to get over there to be able to get the power back on.
If you make it like crap, they're just going to.
No, you're gonna make no. It's not. It that means it can't be used in a long period of time.
No, it means it's crap.
You're crap.
See, you're temporary.
I'm just kidding. Oh, it's just jokes.
Just jokes, folks.
Oh, 7 years of bliss.
Speaking of bliss, I could go for some potato salad.
We'll make mashed potatoes tomorrow. Sorry.
I love that Ron and Fez. They would always do that. Like, you talk about something. He goes, I could go for a sandwich right now.
It's like, oh, a sandwich. That's a good sandwich.
Fezzy, who'd win in a fight? A giraffe or a rhinoceros?
Oh, I bet you my rhinoceros meat's
And it
good.
Was funny, though. Like that,
I know.
They were so underrated.
It's true.
The Ron and Fez show. Fez passed away.
Yeah. Did he commit suicide or did he?
Well, he committed career suicide. I know that.
That's true.
I don't know. No, he had a lot of problems.
Yeah, he was an emotional guy.
Well, other than that. We had more problems than I just suggested anyways, because I was talking physically.
Oh, I know. I was thinking emotionally. Go, he had a lot of problems, all right.
Check. He checked all the boxes.
He had a lot of problems, all right.
Yeah, he went nuts because he really did.
He had a breakdown.
He went crazy.
Nervous breakdown. It's not hard to do.
Why is it called nervous? They're not really nervous.
Because it's your nerves on end?
Yeah. Is it?
Why do you... I love how you always say, I argue with everything. You do the same exact thing with me.
No, I do not.
See, you did that. That's I see what you did.
See what I did there.
But you argue with me all the time,
No,
too.
I'm trying to be a wordsmith.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're a word something.
Yeah. Listen, you're a word. You're a C word.
Your word.
How great was that? The C word. The C word is one of the funniest things
Arrested
ever
Development
said.
Again.
Ever said.
I know. The C word. And they would call her the C word?
No, they had a boat called the C word.
Yeah.
Seaward, and they were talking about it, and they were trying to get rid of the boat, and Jessica Walter, who played the mother, stumbled upon the conversation. All she heard was, "You got to get rid of that C word," and she goes, "I'm not going anywhere."
She was so great.
She's another one that passed away, and you had a brilliant idea, which I'm sure they visited.
I hope they
because
did.
In the Tony Hale podcast of Arrested Development, might as well be of Smartless. Excuse me. Someone suggested they should get together again and do another something or other, and Jason Bateman, Sean said, "Jason, would you do that?" Jason said, "Anything for Arrested Development."
Yeah,
and so did Tony, and so did Will.
They all
so
love
you
it.
Can't tell me that everyone else doesn't feel that way either.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up with what? Now, and again, I'm not saying you.
Oh, it's original, right?
No, but it is a good premise.
Yeah, I think that they should, because Jessica Walters did pass away. I think they should do like a remembrance or her funeral. Like that's when they all get together and do a reunion of the rest of development as.
But blue style.
Yeah, blue style. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to
still
be.
Still being. Right, not a real.
It's not going to be smooth.
Yeah, no, it's going to be, you know, and then make sure that, you know, what's his name's twin brother is there. It would be so great. Oh, it'd just be like they would. It would be so much fun. I think it would be so much fun.
Death is fun, isn't it?
They would make hers fun.
They would. If you go on YouTube and Google like best of Lucille Bluth, you'll get 20 minutes. You just laugh.
Do you know what I bet, though? Like, and maybe I could be totally off base. Do you know who I bet you would hold
way
out?
To cut your, speaking of betting, way to hedge your bets there.
What?
I could be right on or I could be dead wrong.
Yeah. I'm 50% right? 50% wrong.
I give my odds 50-50 that this is true.
I bet you Michael Cera would be the holdout.
No.
I do.
Why? What makes you say that?
I don't know. Because I just have a feeling he doesn't... I don't know. Because he doesn't really talk about Arrested and stuff a lot in his interviews or all that.
Well, the other day when I was talking to him, he talked about it. How do you know this? What are you doing?
I just have a feeling that he's not, like, he's over it.
Why would you be over that kind of...
Made him. I know. I'm just... Listen, like I said,
You are totally off base.
All right. I can't wait for it to come out. Where do these people come back from Disney World? What's happening there?
But no, well, there are enough of them.
Oh, DQ. There it is.
The DQ Grill and Chill.
That's what they were. That's a Grill and Chill, That's
the full Monty right there.
Right. Chicken tenders. Awesome.
Chicken tenders? Oh, yeah. No, they have very
good. Yeah, the chicken tenders are really good.
I would, yeah, but I do agree. If somebody had to hold out, I would probably pick Michael Cera. Because mm-hmm. I mean, Portia is kind of retired from acting, but she came back for that last season of Arrested Development. So
right.
I don't believe she would, because she's obviously proven she'll do anything for that show.
Right.
She unretired. Tambor would do it.
I think so.
Tony Hale, Will, and Jason already said they would.
Yep, I think
David Cross would do it.
I think Michael Cera's the
David Cross had a great podcast on.
Oh
Smiles.
Yeah, he was really good on it too.
Yeah. The only one who probably wouldn't do it is Jessica Walter.
Yeah, I forget about maybe.
Well, you're just going to let that one go, huh?
Huh. She'd be in it. It's all about her.
Yeah, keep snorting into the microphone, by the way. It sounds so awesome.
Sorry, my sinuses are bothering me.
I'm sorry, too. Are you listening to this?
All right, well, let's...
Pull the plug?
Call it over. What do you want from me?
Liza Minnelli. How great
this
was that
story?
This
is called life. I know, the Liza Minnelli.
Tell the Liza Minnelli story.
So, Tony Hale, I don't know, if you've never watched Arrested Development, in the show...
First of all, if you haven't watched it, you're a jerk. Second of all, go.
Tony Hale, on the show, his character was dating Liza Minnelli. And so...
Lucille 2.
Okay. Again, people who hadn't watched it, I'm just explaining it.
Not well.
All right. When I talk, then you talk. When I say, perfect. It's working perfectly.
That sounds nothing like me.
Yeah, it does. Sounds exactly like you. So then.
Oh, wow. See that?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
She
right this way, ma'am.
Right quick.
Whoa. Exit stage left.
Where are you going? Gotcha. Anywho, she. Liza Minnelli would just, you know, when she was filming the show, she didn't live wherever, like in California. So she was just staying by herself. She was out there by herself. And Tony Hale felt bad for her. And he's like, well, you know, why don't we take, you know, my wife and I want to take you out to dinner. So they went and picked her up. She's like, sure, I'll go to dinner with you. So they pick her up and she gets in the back seat. And she sat in the middle of the back seat and like leaned over the like seats, and she's like, I'm gonna roll the windows down, it's all right, so I can smoke. And they're like, sure, Liza Minnelli, whatever you would like. And then so she was like it was almost like little kids, that's what he even said, that
yeah,
like little
yeah.
kids style, when you would sit in the middle of the back seat and like lean over the front seat, like so you could talk
hands
to both
draped
your
over
yeah, hey, talk to both your parents, like, hey, this is great, this I'm great. In the back seat. And that's what Liza Minnelli was doing. I mean, icon. And then they started, were she singing songs, like, no, what did she say?
Yeah, they were, she was talking about the old days, and she remembered doing some performance or whatever, and she started singing the actual song, but she was so smart and into how
she had done it so many times, she knew the orchestration, so she would be like, that's Liza with Z, ba ba da ba da boo boo boo, like just like she was doing the instruments. And so they're
Liza with the Z.
So she's scatting in the background. And Tony Hale's like, we got serenaded by Liza Minnelli chain smoking in our back seat, like this,
or
is,
as Will calls it, blowing darts on the back seat.
It's just hammering darts
on the back.
Because he started laughing because I can't even imagine seeing Liza Minnelli just hammering darts, belting out tunes. Like, that's just, that's a TV show, and that was real life.
That in itself is a TV. Exactly.
That's a TV, that would be a, that would be a scene in a TV show.
Yes, in Arrested Development.
Yes, or like Sunny in Philadelphia. I could see it on one of those shows. Yeah. Just like, oh, I picked up Liza Minnelli. Like, it's almost like an Uber driver picking up Liza Minnelli. She's like, do you mind if I smoke? Put down the windows. Ah, well,
no, there's no do you mind. So I'm rolling down the windows because I'm going to smoke.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even an ask. It was an, I'm telling.
Okay, Liza Minnelli, thing.
Yes, Liza Minnelli. Go right ahead. Let me take the child lock off for you. Like, just so great.
Oh, it's such.
I mean, you can't. You couldn't write that because people were like, "Oh, that's stupid."
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's you would ridiculous. Think it's stupid. But nope, real life.
Real life.
Real life. Stranger than fiction. That's what they say.
But that arc was so great because Buster had such mommy issues. Her name was Lucille.
Yes.
They called her Lucille, too. And, of course, then they brought in the thing that he got his arm bitten off by a loose seal.
A loose seal. Oh, yeah. That's so great. You can watch the show, like, seven more times, and you would find something every time.
I still do. I find something different every single time.
That you missed.
And the jokes.
You didn't get.
In listening to the Mitch Hurwitz episode, how them talking about it, they didn't. No, it was the Tony Hale thing. It was,
yeah.
They nobody knew what they were doing that day. They walked in. They just said they got their stuff. There was no rehearsals. There was no. You just kind of went with it, and you just had to do. You know, like almost like Curb Your Enthusiasm. We just need you to do one thing.
Right.
The rest you can do whatever you want. And
as long as this gets in there, then everything else.
Yeah. And Tony Hale said, "Hey, listen, I think I want to do something different in season two." And he goes, "Yeah, no, we're thinking about having your hand bitten off by a seal." He goes, "Oh, okay, I guess."
I know that he was depressed. He's like, "So Mitch just told me I'm going to lose my hand next season."
But it's one of the funniest arcs. Now, there are so many things. Like, and that's what, see, I watched from the beginning, and most people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get the jokes. They what they were saying, why I started that story was because they would set up something that was going to pay off.
Yes, you didn't know when.
Later in that episode, and then also two or three episodes from that episode. Mm-hmm. So you had to have seen that. If you didn't, you didn't quite get the joke.
True.
And when you go back and watch it, you see more and more of that. Like Buster's favorite chair is that plastic hand.
Yes.
Which there's all sorts of foreshadowing going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like when now that you know, like if you knew that he lost his hand, if you watched the season before that, there are all kinds of jokes about that.
About his hand.
Yes, they're really, but you don't know it. They're
right,
not
and
funny.
They did, right, and they did, like, why are we doing this? Right, and like, then it all right, makes
we'll,
sense.
We'll trust you, Mitch Hurwitz.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it worked out.
It does. It worked.
And one of the funniest parts, too, is always the next, on the next Arrested Development, which had nothing to do with the next Arrested Development.
No, and it never happened.
It never happened.
And then it would be so mad sometimes because you were like, oh, that's not, oh, it's never going to happen. We're never going to see that.
Never going to
see it. It's going to be awesome if it was.
No, I'm going to throw a curveball here because I wanted to talk about this too.
Okay.
William Hurt was General Ross in The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
And General Ross becomes, his nickname is Thunderbolt.
Yes.
So he puts together a Marvel version of the Suicide Squad. I don't know which one came first. I don't care. I'm just comparing it. He's no longer with us, so he's not going to, do that role anymore.
Right, obviously.
Who did they get for him?
You told me that.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
How great is that?
I know. So DC has to do stuff like this because they're so far behind on the...
It's Marvel.
Oh, yeah, that is Marvel. I wasn't going to do this DC. Oh, well. Good for Marvel. Of course they got him. They got Robert Redford.
Yeah, that's right. They had Robert Redford.
And Robert Redford just did it for his grandkids because his grandkids wanted to see him in a...
More people say that.
Yeah, it's like they just really want to see me in the Marvel movie. Okay.
Why did you do Sesame Street? Because my kids want to see
my
me.
My kids wanted to see me in it. That's what... Like, when I watch... I know you hate the show, but when I watch The Masked Singer, people are like, my kids or my grandkids love the show, and so I thought I would do it for them.
Well, that's rigged, though. They like, Mickey Rourke did it. Was it Mickey Rourke?
And he took it off the...
He's like, I'm done.
He unmasked himself. He's like, I'm not doing this every day.
I'm doing this 1 week and 1 week only.
Like, yeah. I'm not even going to give it a chance that you guys don't vote me out,
God
even though I was terrible.
God forbid you like me.
Yeah. I am out. I'm oot.
I'm oot, as they say. But anyways, I love, but they do say that The Rock, I know that The Rock's got the biggest ego in the history of egos, but...
As well he should.
As well he should. And he's taking DC that route.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, here's a little scuttlebutt for you.
Okay.
The Rock proposed Cavill a long time ago.
Yeah, you're just giving it away.
Oh.
You spoiler.
No, I'm talking about Billy Cavill.
Nice try. Wow.
Billy Cavill.
Ruiner.
Billy Cavill.
Ruiner. You're the reason. You're being the person that you didn't want. That's why you didn't want him to see it Sunday, because you were worried about people like you. What a jerk.
I forgot I was doing a podcast.
What a jerk. I know.
I did, though.
See, so now you got to have a little peek into my life, listeners.
Listener.
When he just wants to go off on tangents about Marvel and DC movies, it just tells me tidbits after tidbits. Yeah, you're welcome.
Better tidbit than a bid tit, I think.
Yeah. So, wow, you just ruined it.
Well, I might as well finish the story.
No one's still listening anyway. Your mom doesn't. She's not going to watch it. She's the only one that's going to completely listen to the whole episode. So.
Right, and that'll be under duress. And I'll know if she liked it or not, because she'll either not hit the like button, or she'll hit the like button or the heart button. The heart, she liked it a lot. Like, she's just being nice. And if she didn't care for it at all, she won't do anything. That's my mother's rating system.
No, she'll find...
No, that's the truth.
I know, but she'll have to make a comment, and she'll...
No, she won't always make a comment.
Oh, okay.
If she really loves it, she'll make a comment. She'll go, I really loved it. And she'll heart it. Yeah. If you just get a like, that means, eh.
I'm not getting any... We're not getting anything.
And if you... Because she's upset about the Henry Cavill. And by the way, the Henry Cavill thing has absolutely been leaked before it even came out. So if I'm going to ruin something, it's that. But my story, so I might as well finish it now. Because, you know, I'm not going to edit it. I could easily edit it out, but I'm not going to.
True.
So he wanted Cavill a while ago. They said, no, we don't want him.
Which I still don't understand why.
Don't know. They wanted to go another direction. They wanted to do another.
Oh, we wanted Superman to look not like Superman.
Well, no,
it wasn't
even about that. They wanted to do other Superman plots. They wanted to do like the one with Michael B. Jordan, which can still be done.
Right.
But they didn't know what they wanted to do with the MCU Justice. Oh, hey man, look at this guy.
He's still in his car.
He's got his head poking out of the way. It looks like a movie.
I know. Hey, everybody. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Can you guys get me out of this car? Can you just climb out, dummy? Look at you. That big-ass squash of his is stuck in the window. That's why.
Danny Brown.
Oh, I love Danny Brown. So they said, hello.
I'm listening.
This is what my mother's talking about. She hates when you watch TV.
Continue, please.
Oh, I'd love to. I lost my train of thought. I'll catch the next one.
They didn't want Cavill.
I know.
Okay.
So The Rock said, sorry, I do. Went above his head.
Good.
Got the okay. The other dude left. He said, I'm out of here.
It's like, screw this. I can't deal with him.
If I have no power, what am I here for? Which I get it. I'll always side with The Rock.
Yeah. Because
he brought Cavill back. I mean, right. Cavill was done. He was talking about going to Marvel. He did The Witcher.
Yeah.
He was doing.
He's still doing The Witcher.
I know, but that's why it started. Because he.
Sherlock Holmes.
Enola Holmes. He did. He was in the running for James Bond.
Mm hmm. He'd be a perfect James Bond.
I think so. He put it out there because he was done. He wanted to do it. Cavill is, this is Billy Cavill now. Huh. Billy Cavill is like such a nerd. He wanted to be Superman. He wanted to be the Christopher Reeve for us.
Yes.
I mean, you're never going
to... You wanted to be the next generation Superman.
Yeah, and have some continuity, which, because how many Batmen are there? There's like 50 of them. Will Arnett's a Batman, for the love of God.
That's right. He's a Lego Batman.
He's the best one.
He's a Lego Batman.
Pewter. I'm Batman. So he said, all right, fine, then I'm out. I'll go where I'm wanted.
Right.
The Rock said, no. I want you. And The Rock's ex-wife, Danny Garcia, is The Rock's agent. And guess who's Cavill's agent? Danny Garcia.
There you go.
So they hammered it out, and now The Rock's going to bring to DC what Marvel has always had,
right?
Which is complete awesomeness. Yes. And with this new Flash movie coming out, I hope I'm not spoiling it. It's called Flashpoint, and I told you about the Flashpoint thing.
Yeah.
But what they're going to do is they're going to open up the DC universe the way Doctor Strange has.
In multiverse.
Where we can live in a world with three Spider-Men in one at one room.
Yeah.
And now we can live with a couple of Batmen in a Flash movie, because that's what we're going to get. We're going to get Michael Keaton, and we're going to get Affleck in the Flash.
Oh, wow.
In the Flash,
is
baby.
Is Pattinson the Batman there?
Robert Pattinson is the Batman. Which you have to give it a chance.
No.
The Batman is a great movie.
That's the one. Like, listen, I had to give Joe Buck and Gwyneth Paltrow a chance. And the Mannings.
Joe Buck. No, you haven't.
My due diligence this year.
Your due diligence has not been done. Because first of all, he's the Batman.
And he's the suck.
No, he's... Listen, I agree with you 100%. I was not a fan of that selection. I wasn't.
Pale-ass vampire bullshit.
I have no skin in this game because I couldn't care less about Robert Pattinson, but I wasn't down with him being a Batman. Or I should say Bruce Wayne, because anybody can be Batman. You're wearing a mask. You can be anybody behind there.
Right.
You got to be Bruce Wayne. Ben Affleck, great Bruce Wayne, because he was the perfect age for it that they were going for. Loved Affleck as Batman, and well, Bruce Wayne mostly. That's why I could buy George Clooney, because he was a great Bruce Wayne.
Right.
As a matter of fact, they should have called him George Clooney, because he's the same person.
Yeah, it's true. George Clooney doesn't act in anything. He just is himself.
It works.
Of course he does.
He's a great Bruce Wayne. Yeah. But I digress.
Mails it in every time.
But Robert Pattinson he's great in this. And even if you don't like him, the villains are fantastic.
I know.
And they're making a spinoff with the Penguin.
Who was it? Zoe
Kravitz.
Kravitz is
she's
Catwoman,
great
right?
too. Yeah, and I don't know who Enigma is. I don't even know if he goes by Enigma in that. I think he does.
The Riddler.
But it's such a great movie. It really is. And like I said, they're doing and Colin Farrell.
I love him.
If you didn't know he was Colin Farrell, you'd be like, this guy is great. Who is he? Why have I never seen this guy before?
Right.
He's unrecognizable. People throw that term around loosely.
But he really is.
He really is unrecognizable.
We'll see. Maybe if I have nothing else to watch someday.
Which will never happen. Look at Rachel Drasht over here. Holy crap. If Rachel Drasht had no teeth, that would be this woman. Am I right or am I wrong?
And was 20 years older.
All right, fair enough. With the tattoo on her left. What's the point of having a tattoo?
Tattoo's terrible. Look at she has one on the inside of her forearm, too.
Ugh. All right, my mother.
Do you know why it's in Jersey? It's disgusting.
Kiss her where it stinks. Take it to Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. You suck. You suck, New Jersey.
You suck, diddly yuck.
New Jersey.
All right, is there anything else you want to vent about?
No, I think I'm vented.
The ventilator's done.
I've been vented.
You've been circumvented?
I'm circumvented. I think I'm good with the venting. Is there anything you want to vent with?
That sounded like you just farted right there. That's what that was.
Oh, well.
At least you didn't tap the thing tonight. That was good.
Sorry.
No, it's a good thing that you didn't tap it.
Boy, I love being shown all the reasons that I've done things wrong. It's great. It's a vent right there for you.
So you're not done yet.
Oh, 7 blissful years. All bliss.
Gotta go for some potatoes right now.
Full of bliss.
You're full of bliss.
You're full of bliss.
All right. Don't be so happy to be leaving.
Wrap it up.
Hold on, I gotta find the stop button here. Wrap it up. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to Prime Rib tomorrow.
Me too.